If she had turned out to have a high recurrence score in this situation, a woman in her 40s, what do you think you would have likely used in terms of chemotherapy?
In a woman like this, I might have even used an anthracycline and taxane containing chemotherapy if the score was very high. Other options would be CMF, Adriamycin cyclophosphamide. I would offer the intergroup trial, C4-101. That looks at Adriamycin cyclophosphamide given every 2 weeks or paclitaxel single agent given every 2 weeks. And then there's another randomization for either 4 or 6 cycles. And I usually will bring that up with patients. Another option would be docetaxel cyclophosphamide, which has the appeal of being a relatively short regimen. It's 4 cycles. If you look at the proportional risk reduction as compared to adding paclitaxel to Adriamycin cyclophosphamide, it is every bit as good or even greater, actually, in terms of the magnitude of benefit in a different group of patients, of course. So I think that is another attractive regimen.
So if you had used an anthracycline and a taxane together, what regimen do you think you might have used for her?
I usually use dose-dense Adriamycin cyclophosphamide followed by paclitaxel. And I am using that in patients who are node negative and high risk. I think we are going to targeted treatment. If you use the Oncotype and believe in it, in a sense, you are targeting chemotherapy-responsive patients. Martin Picard at San Antonio kind of presented the consensus recommendations, which basically, if you have a target, go for it. And the choice is first based on the target. And I think a corollary or an extension might be, if you're going to give chemotherapy, give the best chemotherapy.